Hello and welcome to Curie. I'm Matt, your host, back to bring you the most notable updates from day two of the American Society of Hematology annual meeting here in San Diego. Today, we're diving into some groundbreaking developments, including promising results for daratumumab in high-risk smoldering multiple myeloma, a novel fixed-duration combination therapy for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and an eye-opening study on leukemia risks in Ground Zero first responders. Remember, this podcast is brought to you by Curie, your personalized platform for cutting-edge medical insights. Download the app to stay informed with daily updates and in-depth analyses. Let's get started with the story of daratumumab and its transformative potential. Our first highlight comes from the Aquila Phase 3 trial, which investigated the use of subcutaneous daratumumab in patients with high-risk smoldering multiple myeloma. Dr. Miletios Dimopoulos from the National and Kapodistrian University of Athens presented the findings. Daratumumab, a CD38-targeting monoclonal antibody, has been shown to delay progression to active myeloma. The trial involved 3 years of daratumumab therapy compared to active monitoring. After a median follow-up of over 5 years, daratumumab reduced the risk of progression or death by 51%. The progression-free survival at 60 months was 63% for patients on daratumumab compared to just 40% for those under active monitoring. In addition, the overall response rate was 63% for the daratumumab group, while it was a mere 2% for those under observation. These findings make a compelling case for earlier intervention in high-risk smoldering myeloma, though the treatment was associated with higher rates of grade 3 or 4 adverse events like hypertension and pneumonia. Dr. Dimopoulos emphasized that this is the largest phase 3 trial ever conducted in this patient population and suggested that these results could pave the way for a paradigm shift in early treatment strategies. Next, we turn to chronic lymphocytic leukemia, where the AMPLIFY trial tested a novel combination of acalabrutinib and venetoclax with or without obinutuzumab in treatment-naive patients. This study was led by Dr. Jennifer Brown from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. The trial demonstrated superior progression-free survival for both the doublet and triplet regimens compared to standard chemoimmunotherapy. After 41 months of follow-up, 77% of patients receiving the doublet were disease-free at 3 years, while the triplet increased that number to over 83%. However, the addition of obinutuzumab came with higher rates of serious adverse events, including COVID complications. Dr. Brown noted that the decision to use the doublet or triplet should be based on individual patient factors, particularly their risk profile and tolerance for side effects. This fixed duration approach is an exciting step forward, offering patients a simpler all-oral regimen that eliminates the need for indefinite therapy. Our final story is a sobering one, focusing on a study investigating leukemia risks among Ground Zero first responders from the September 11, 2001 attacks. Presented by Dr. Devise Verma of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, this study found that first responders exposed to toxic dust and chemicals had 3 times the rate of genetic mutations associated with blood cancer compared to non-exposed individuals. Younger responders, those under 60, showed genetic mutations typically seen only in much older individuals. The study also linked overexpression of the ILON-RAP protein to these mutations, suggesting inflammation as a key driver of cancer development. Remarkably, experiments with mice exposed to Ground Zero dust mirrored these findings, and deleting the ILON-RAP gene prevented these precancerous changes. Dr. Verma highlighted the importance of monitoring exposed individuals and exploring therapies targeting ILON-RAP to mitigate risks. This research underscores the long-term health consequences of environmental disasters and the critical need for ongoing vigilance. Before we wrap up, let's talk about what's coming up on day 3 of ASH 2024. Tomorrow's agenda includes a highly anticipated session on the latest breakthroughs in CAR T-cell therapies for lymphoma, featuring long-term outcomes data. There's also a spotlight on advances in graft versus host disease management, with a focus on reducing treatment toxicity while preserving efficacy. Finally, one of the most talked about presentations will dive into CRISPR gene editing technologies, exploring their transformative potential for hemoglobinopathies like sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia. It's a packed schedule that promises more groundbreaking insights. That's a wrap on day two of ASH 2024 from Daratumumab's potential to change the trajectory of smoldering myeloma to exciting new therapies for CLL and the lasting impact of ground zero exposure. It's clear that the field of hematology continues to evolve in profound ways. Join us tomorrow as we unpack more of the cutting edge research and clinical insights emerging from this year's meeting. And don't forget to download the Curie app for deeper dives into all the data. I'm Matt, signing off. See you tomorrow.